The Black Tower by P.D. James. Read by Michael Jaston. Chapter 1. Sentence of Life. It was to be the consultant physician's last visit, and Dalgleish suspected that neither of them regretted it. Arrogance and patronage on one side, and weakness, gratitude and dependence on the other, being no foundation for a satisfactory adult relationship, however transitory. He came into Dalgleish's small hospital room, preceded by Sister, attended by his acolytes, already dressed for the fashionable wedding which he was to grace as a guest later that morning. He could have been the bridegroom, except that he sported a red rose instead of the customary carnation. Both he and the flower looked as if they'd been brought and burnished to a peak of artificial perfection, gift-wrapped in invisible foil, and immune to the chance winds, frosts, and ungentle fingers which could mar more vulnerable perfections. As a final touch, he and the flower had both been lightly sprayed with an expensive scent, presumably an aftershave lotion. Dalgleish could detect it above the hospital smell of cabbage and ether, to which his nose had become so inured during the past weeks that it now hardly registered on the senses. The attendant medical students grouped themselves round the bed. With their long hair and short white coats, they looked like a gaggle of slightly disreputable bridesmaids. Dalgleish was stripped by Sister's skilled impersonal hands for yet another examination. The stethoscope moved, a cold disc over his chest and back. This last examination was a formality, but the physician was as always thorough. Nothing he did was perfunctory. If on this occasion his original diagnosis had been wrong, his self-esteem was too secure for him to feel the need for more than a token excuse. He straightened up and said, "We've had the most recent path report, and I think we can now be certain that we've got it right. The cytology was always obscure, of course. The diagnosis was complicated by the pneumonia, but it isn't."